AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to be with you today. I want to start off just real quick here saying hello to Joe out there. If you have gone to any of the Blue State Balls, I think probably the last, well, everyone I've been to, Joe has been there. She's been a longtime listener. She's called in. Joe from Minnetonka has called in numerous times to the show. She's been a regular caller. She's going through a bit of a health crisis right now. I just wanted to, you know, say best. I stopped on by her house, saw her lovely daughters, her husband, of course, and big salute to the healthcare professionals who are there as well. And got a visit with her briefly, but she's, you know, it's been a mainstay at Blue State Balls. It was good to see her out there as she is, you know, once again, now recovering from a little bit of a health crisis here.
I talked to her on the phone. She had a blast with you, and I'm going to go visit on Saturday.
She called you already from since I went over there?
No, I called because I saw the email.
Okay.
And then I talked with her, but yeah, she had a blast.
Well, I couldn't stay for very long. Of course, she has requested pickles, so I'm going to bring her a jar of pickles. Yeah, it's a very serious diagnosis. I should say I want to be careful here. I mentioned, as I said, the word recovered. It's a very serious diagnosis, and so I do send all my best to the family and to Joe. And it just thank you. It means a lot to everyone here at AM 950. We have such, you know, loyal listeners that, you know, treat us as friends and want us there. And by all means, it's good to stop on by. I'm going to bring you a jar of pickles, by all means. I hope you enjoy those. And once again, a big salute to her family, who I've seen at the Blue State Balls as well. So good to see you there. So you've got – where are you biking? You're doing a bike – when is this bike ride?
It's next Sunday.
So a week from the Sunday.
Yes.
All right. And it's just around St. Paul, but how many miles is it?
48 miles. It's a loop, and the 48-mile path is you kind of redo 10 of the miles.
So it's like 30-some miles to, if you were, because you're basically biking the outline of St. Paul.
Yeah.
That's 30 miles, really?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I never really thought about it that way, but yeah, okay. It's takes you – you go by Phelan, you go by Como – go down, but you're going.
Yep, I got the map right here. Como Avenue, Phelan Park. Then you go the what is this Vento Trail down by the Mississippi River. I don't
know.
That's
where you're going to get robbed.
Already got robbed.
Yeah, you lost a bike. God, man. I mean, I've had that happen. You walk up to a car. Ever walk up to your car and the window's busted in?
No.
Oh, God.
That wouldn't be a good feeling, though.
Oh, it's not. No, it's – I can tell you, no, it's not a good feeling. It's you know, in your internal world of optimism, Hunter, hey, my car's been busted into. Yeah! No, it's not a good feeling. Yeah, so I'm glad things are looking good for you, and you're going to do this bike. Wow, good for you! 48 miles.
Yep. Yeah, so I started because my car was in the shop most of this year, so I started biking here from Chaska, which was 15 miles each way, and that wasn't that big a deal. And I'm like, well, now that I'm in such good shape, I should do something.
That's good. I mean, do you think you can do 48 miles? Have you done 48?
I haven't done it, but I think I can. Because the 30 miles here and back, I felt fine afterwards.
Well,
I could have kept going.
So, but that's 50 miles. You can always stop. I mean, I was down in Iowa. They got that RAGBRAI. RAGBRAI is the Register's Annual, Des Moines Register. It's a Register's Annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa, RAGBRAI. And you start by dipping your back wheel in the Missouri River, and then you eventually end by tipping your front wheel in the Mississippi River.
Okay.
And so that's kind of it's a huge deal. I mean, because it's such a big ride there that any town that's picked as an overnight spot, generally they're going to have the best year they've ever had, because it's not just Christmas. You have this, and for one night, every restaurant, every hotel is full to the rim. You know, it's just – it's an amazing amount of people pouring into generally smaller towns that don't get a lot of tourism dollars mm-hmm. and very little in the way of tourism dollars. And so it's a huge boon across Iowa. There's actual campaigns to try to get them to start – to have overnights on this ride. But that's the same thing. And they have that's – you know, a lot of people who haven't done it get to do it. Now, you have all day to do like 70 miles. On Ragbri, it's like 70, 75 miles is pretty much the average amount of miles per day you have to do. And you know, but there are tons of people that have only done like 10, 15 miles. They don't have any problem. I mean, is there a time limit on this ride?
There is, but it's several hours. It won't be a problem.
Someone upset. Hey, we're blabbing only an hour or so on with the show. How about that Gopher football team, huh? They got to play tonight. I'm excited about Gopher football. The
Gophers play? The Vikings play?
Well, Vikings are just end of preseason.
Yeah.
So it's basically,
well, isn't it kind of college preseason?
No, there is no college preseason.
But it's non-conference.
Well, it is, and it's not going to help us necessarily getting a good bowl game. You know, it's New Mexico. Is it New Mexico or New Mexico State?
I think New Mexico State.
Oh, the Fighting Meth Heads. Good deal. I'd like to have them back in town. But... It's hey, Breaking Bad. It was a great show. I'm excited. I mean, here's the question. Will the Gophers actually get people to show up at their games?
I don't know. It's a big problem.
Well, it's a huge problem. And when your stadium is only slightly more full than a Minnesota United game, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's that's your hardest part. I mean, is you've got a great stadium. You've got a great location for it. It just, you know, you have to have people show up. And there are some states and some schools where you're willed tickets. That's the only way you're going to get in is that grandpa passes away. You got to hope that they make them down to you eventually. You know, it's that in Minnesota, you know, you can, you know, it's not as bad as it was in the Metrodome. Metrodome was atrocious. And the reason why, and one of the things that really annoyed me about the Metrodome is many a home game, we were outnumbered by the visitor crowd. Mm-hmm. And I think it was when the Iowa idiots basically tore down the goalposts and tried to take them out through rotating doors.
I was there.
Well, were you at that game?
Yeah,
I had
season tickets to the Gophers most of my childhood.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
It was terrible.
You went into the Metrodome. It was god awful. Even under Lou Holtz when he was coaching. That was a marginal team to watch in the dome. It's a great stadium now, great mm-hmm. environment now, on campus. You've got to be able to put seats. How in God's green earth can they fill up Nebraska and Iowa and Penn State in the middle of freaking nowhere? And here you are in a city of 3.5 million people, and you can only get 40,000 people to show up for a game. I don't know. I think they're going in the right direction. We'll have to see. What do you think? 10 wins this year? Possible? Is it possible for 10?
10?
So that would be no. okay, I'm dreaming. I will say this. I think this is the year the Western Conference of the Big Ten overtakes the rest of the Eastern Conference. Yeah. I think Ohio State, that thing is becoming a mess over there. And Michigan's just not what it used to be. Harbaugh's okay, but... Michigan State, Maryland's a nightmare. That thing is imploding. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what is it going to be? Indiana, Illinois?
Yeah.
Go.
They're never anything.
No. We'll have to see. All right. 952-946-6205. I want to start off with the McCain Memorial Service today. And what really we need to step back and signify, what this signifies is – A definitive end of the Republican Party itself. I mean, it really does signify that. And I didn't really come to that conclusion until I was up on Facebook and there is Larry and Cheryl who used to live right now right across the street from me. A great couple. They retired. They moved to Arizona. They're more conservative than we are, obviously, and they're down there. And just, you know, to read her eulogy of John McCain as she was talking about the service that was going on today, it was truly kind of one of those things. It was very – felt very different. It felt very reading it. I was like, wow, man, it seems like it's been such a long time since you've had conservatives say things like this about other conservatives. And I realized is that with McCain, Reagan is dead. I mean, and now Reagan was already dead. I mean, breaking news, not really, but the Republican Party and all political parties have a tendency of having a really good president. Well, I got to be careful how I say that because, I mean, Reagan wasn't good. Reagan was on a lot of things, was really bad. But beloved. Better, how about I say that word? Beloved. You have a beloved president. And then the bellwether for the next few decades is to be the next version of him. Who's going to be the next Reagan? Who's going to put Reagan's legacy forward? Reagan was not a moderate in any capacity. He had a bunch of angry former Nixon people behind him who felt Nixon was wrong. It was really the beginning. That whole Nixon thing was the beginning of this culture of meanness, of culture of kill, 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 the culture of victory at all costs. And it with Reagan, what you had was a populist candidate who appealed in Democratic areas to blue-collar workers who did not mind being used by truly evil far-right groups as long as he got to be the guy out there. And he gobbled it up. I mean, and to give you a great example is H.W. Bush should have been a no-brainer in the wake of Reagan to win two terms. But the reality is the minute we had him in office, all of a sudden the Republicans themselves realized this is not what we signed on for. This isn't Reagan. And nor was Bill Clinton, who some Republicans switched their votes and voted for Clinton. Neither was W in any capacity. And clearly Trump is not in any way, shape, or form the next coming of Reagan. And you see, what ends up happening most of the time is the standard bearer that creates this pulpit, this mountain, this apex, which every other candidate for generations to come is trying to climb. Generally, that stays true. I mean, when the Democratic Party came around and Andrew Jackson became the candidate, and once again, it's an embarrassment to bring up the fact that Jackson was a Democrat, but he was, and he was well-liked at the time, to which everyone that came after him, Van Buren, Polk, the Knox and all who I'm thinking of, Polk and Johnson. I'm trying to remember my presidents here. Well, Benjamin William Henry Harrison died pretty quick in office. Oh gosh! By the time you get to Buchanan and you got to Franklin Pierce, you know Zachary Taylor was a Whig, so was Millard Fillmore. So you can't take those two. Tyler was the one I'm thinking of. Tyler was the first vice president to become president. None of them really filled the legacy. I mean, I guess you could say Polk was actually a really good president. He did a lot of things. He did, a lot of major behind the scene things, but he was still kind of buried under the legacy of Jackson. And what happens is you generally get to a point where you get some atrocious presidents. And two of the worst presidents we ever had were Franklin Pierce and Buchanan. Buchanan could be, I mean, before Trump, Buchanan was clearly the worst president we ever had because before, when he took office, there was one country. When he left office, there was a massive insurgency up against the federal government and there was a civil war on our hands. That you can't erase that. Buchanan was god-awful, and it took decades afterwards for the Democratic Party to find their footing again. The modern Republican template is very different. Nixon should have crippled that party, and Ford, and let's not forget Ford. Gerald Ford was atrocious too. But Nixon and Ford should have crippled that party for decades. For decades. And instead, they brought in a charismatic person to lead the party from a more liberal state in California. And they fell in love. But the reality is the party of Reagan is now dead. And it's with the passing of John McCain, it really becomes apparent the viciousness towards McCain by the Republicans is astounding. And reminder, 10 years ago, this was the standard bearer for the party. This was their nominee to be president of the United States 10 years ago. And he is hated by a vast majority of Republicans. And I do mean that. I think of the vast majority of Republicans hate his guts because he represents something which they want to try to embody, but they have no interest in actually achieving. And that is statesmanship. McCain was a statesman. I didn't agree with him on a lot of things, but he was a statesman. He was a politician. And through his, you know, incredible career, he was able to find middle ground, work with other people across the aisle, and actually get a lot of things done that he wanted to get done, which is truly amazing. The idea that he did not devolve to the worst elements of the far right speaks volumes to John McCain. He made a mistake by taking Sarah Palin as his running mate. I mean, let's not mix words there. That was a massive mistake pushed upon him by those elements of the far right. Elements of the far right which were brought into play by Dick Cheney, who needed foot soldiers to help him and W win two terms. Dick Cheney was the one that started all of this when he went over to the militias and the racists and the bigots and and the religious far right crazies, and he welcomed them into the Republican fold. McCain had to try to appeal to them because Cheney gave them a seat at the table. Today, all decency has left the Republican Party. Christian values, please, seriously. What Christian values? You just had the leaders of most of your Christian, far-right Christian organizations praise Trump, a man who's been found. How many affairs did he had? And funny story, Leviticus, he should be put to death. If you believe in Leviticus, which is what you base your hatred of gays on, then you should be putting Trump to death because he's of affairs. That's in Leviticus. But you Christians, you put aside all your religious teachings, and they put aside all these points, these far-right Christians, and they say, oh, is he great? He's wonderful. And yet, at the same time, when it was the previous guy, President Obama, and he'd show up to church, they'd look at him and say, oh, he's a Muslim, he's Satan, he's a demon. Because he was going to Christian church. The modern Republican has to hate their enemies. Hate them with the fire of a million suns. They have to mock them. And the vitriol against McCain by Republicans is insane. But this is what the Republican Party has become. Don't get me wrong. Reagan was they were well past the age of Reagan by the time they got to McCain, even in 2008. Reagan was just a name they threw out there to basically try to get the troops in line and say, remember, you can't speak ill will about other Republicans. But really, we are no longer in the age of Reagan. Reagan's age within the Republican Party is over, and we are now in the age of Trump, and with it comes the ugliness that is there. Karen Housley, has an unbelievable I can't believe this. I'm going to share this when I come back. Karen Housley, of course, a Republican nominee for Senate going against Tina Smith for her Senate seat. Unbelievable. Where she obviously was a predecessor of where we're going, because back in 2008, you're not going to believe what Karen Housley wrote about John McCain. I'll share with that in a moment. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, the athlete as philosopher.
Being an athlete means cultivating virtues of loyalty, collaboration, and discipline.
It also means cultivating feelings of rivalry, tribalism, and obsession.
So which is it? Are sports a way to find ourselves, or are they a way to destroy ourselves?
The athlete as philosopher, next time on Philosophy
Talk. Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul, or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
This is Ken Hagland of Minnesota Hospice, inviting you to listen to our brand new show, airing on AM 950 on Saturdays from noon to 1. The Minnesota Hospice Show looks forward to discussing how we honor life and to exploring the physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional issues we experience throughout all stages of life. Learn how hospice is the new face of hope and how it's your benefit, your choice. Join us Saturdays at noon and check us out online at minnesotahospice.com.
Hi, this is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design, and I'd like you to tune in to a new program, Drink in the Style. Sundays at 5 p.m., Drink in the Style is going to be a one-hour conversation about interior design and aesthetics, all while enjoying a cocktail created by a local mixologist. Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m., brought to you by Habitation Furnishing and Design.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast. Serve 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are four delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed. And buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. You know, people want to say this meanness, this evilness, this anger that they've got is something that's it came from the Democrats. No. This evilness, this meanness, this mean-spiritedness that exists in our country came from the elements that Dick Cheney recruited into the Republican Party to get them the foot soldiers, to get him two victories for W. Bush. And once he did, it basically – and people said – I mean, even Colin Powell was sort of saying, once you welcome these people to the table, they're not going to leave. And it has been downhill ever since for that party. And here you are. This is who they are. Evil people screaming at members of their own party that they're glad they're dead. For goodness sakes. This is who they are. And once again, Karen Housley, don't let Karen Housley try to present herself as some sort of new age moderate Republican. She has always been an extremist. I'll get to that in a second, but let me get Steve in here before we get to the bottom of the hour break. Steve is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Steve.
Hello, Matt. So I read everything I could on this today, you know, all the obituaries and whatnot. And here's the thing about the guy. He wasn't Jesus, and he wasn't Hitler, He was just a guy that did the best job he could with what he knew. And he was flawed like all of us. And he did dumb things when he was young like all of us. And so I just don't understand why people have to just go berserk on the whole thing.
And the reason why is because he'd never bow down to the elements of the party like Reince Priebus did that were telling him that you had to bow down to Trump.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
All right, Steve, thank you very much. I appreciate it. No, that's exactly what it was. You know, there used to be people, and like I said, I've said this story numerous times. When I was younger, I used to vote Republican. I did. I mean, you used to be able to have a decent debate, and the candidates we used to have, I think, were not that different on the Democratic side than we've always had. It's just the Republican candidates have become more and more extreme. And I think the Democratic Party as a whole has moved more to the right. I will definitely say that. And I think one of the things Bernie Sanders is going to be known for is the fact that he's, you know, his rise up in 2016 awoken that leftist side, the Wellstonian side of the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party is now starting to come back to where they should be. But a guy like John McCain, I used to know guys like him all over the place. And you could at least talk to them. You could at least have a discussion about the issue. And you could actually do, can you remember these days? Agree to disagree. And really, it wasn't that we were disagreeing about the problem. We would both agree that, just for an example, we needed to fix a road. We would both agree that the road needs to be fixed. It just is how you pay for that to be fixed. Should it be a fee-based, situation where people who use the road pay for the road to be fixed? Or should it be something the taxpayers as a whole use, because then it basically, A, makes it more cost-efficient, and as well as also prevents us from having constant toll roads? You can have a decent discussion about that. What the modern Republican does is the minute that they say, you have to make a toll road on this road and you're an idiot if you don't think that you're horrible, you're stupid, Trump. And that is what they are. And if you don't agree with them that we should force immigrants to build the roads and then we should just force all the Democrats to give us the money to pay for it. Yeah. It's like a villain in a bad 80s movie. That's where the party is today. And that's really what McCain was he was the last guy you could sit down and talk to. Kurt Dowd doesn't care about working with the other side of the aisle. Karen Housley, Jim Neuberger, they don't care. Johnson, no, they don't care. None of these guys care about working with the other side of the aisle. It's about giving as much money, taxpayer money, to the wealthy, helping out a handful of their Republican-leaning constituents, and making everyone else, especially the Democrats, pay for it. That is who they are. That is who they are. Karen Housley, I got to tell you what, we'll take a break. When I come back, this is incredible because, I mean, Karen Housley, once again, tried to use the death of Molly Tibbetts to basically go after immigrants. But that's not a one-time deal. She's a truly a horrible jackass, and we really need to make sure we point this out. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Minnesota is home to the only major institution in North America devoted to Russian art, history, and culture. The Museum of Russian Art, located off 35W on Diamond Lake Road in South Minneapolis, can be your personal connection to extraordinary artists, stories, and context. We offer more exhibitions and events than ever before, from concerts and lectures to vodka tastings and more. Open daily, free parking, and a great Groupon deal. Find out more at tmora.org.
By the way, Hunter, I have had been asked about Democrats of the day. Are we going to bring those back? Of course we are. 0 for 6 in the last 24 hours. 0 for 6. I want to talk to you guys. I'm asking. I'm pretty sure we'll have a few people come through eventually here. But sometimes I think with Labor Day schedules get tough. I know a lot of people have been out at the state fair, various shifts over at the DFL booth. So hopefully after Monday, we will be able to, get more Democrats of the day on in here. Should mention as well, Labor Day's show is a replay of a Tim Walz interview and Chris Cluey, I believe, that interview that we had with both of them. Earlier. We're going to replay those on Labor Day, so enjoy that. 952-946-6205. Mike is in Columbia Heights. Welcome on in, Mike.
Hi, Matt. Can I cheer you up here a little bit?
No! Okay, sure, fine.
Tim Paul and his political career is finally on the scrap heap of Minnesota history. That should cheer you up a little. And how about Joe Souchere? Joe Souchere is no longer on the radio. That should cheer you up, too, don't you think?
Well, like I said, I think...
You can gloat.
Oh, well, I'm not going to gloat against them. I will say this. I actually am wondering how much that Souchere column about how he was sort of saying to solve the problem of wild coyotes in St. Paul, which, once again, through our extensive research of clicking on Wikipedia... We determined that one person in the United States has been killed by a coyote since 1982. Souchere's solution to this mad coyote problem was to release all dogs, no leash laws for any dogs anywhere. I think we had something like 500 deaths by dog in the United States since 1982. It's an insane amount. But then he also wanted to basically... allow people on, I don't know, the intersection of Larpinder and Cleveland to set up a coyote blind and shoot at will at coyotes. Needless to say, since 1982, I think it was like 3.5 million people in the United States have been killed by guns. Or was it that high? It might have been. It's 35,000. No, it's not. It was something like 1.8 million. People in the United States since 1982 had been killed by guns. 1.8 million. That's your solution. Something that's to solve a problem where one person's been killed, we're going to bring in two problems where 500 people have been killed and 1.8 million people have been killed. That was just such an amazing lack of any kind of fact checking. Think about this for a second. You're a journalist and you write this. And shame on the Pioneer Press for publishing it, frankly. Shame on you guys. You should have looked at him and said, have you done a Wikipedia search on this? Because you seem like a crazy man. They went and published it, and it was right about that same time they cut ties. I don't know. I'm wondering if that was the case. I don't gloat over – hey, I got a radio job at one point. I'm going to be off the air here. It will happen. At some point, I will walk off this radio station. It will be my last day. I don't gloat over people getting canned. I don't. I speculate about, you know, was there something going on? Because that column was not a rational, well-thought-out column with an opinion. That was a deranged old white guy sitting on a porch going, "It's my Frisbee now!" And that's all that was. Oh, I mean, seriously, I don't know. I don't know. As far as Tim Pawlenty, oh, I'm glad his political career is over. But what would make me really happy, Mike, is to make Kurt Douth the minority leader. That would be – and not just the minority leader. Like, minority leader, like, lose by a whole bunch of seats, and he's like – you know, his political career, he would be such poison – that there is no way in the world his own political career would survive. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's clearly got tons of lobbying gigs ready to go, and he'll be making six, maybe even seven figures lobbying for people. But still, I mean, just ugh. Like I said, I don't cheer on the death of anyone in radio or media. I don't. I just it is what it is. And frankly, I wouldn't have a job if not for crazies out there putting forward right wing talking points. I really wouldn't. But I do have to ask the question, considering how deranged and how just misguided that one major – that makes the buses going around to polling places in St. Paul with people walking off the buses getting cigarettes because they vote Democrat, that seems like a rational argument compared to, you know, allowing people to start shooting at will at what they think are coyotes in the streets of St. Paul.
Yeah, his head wasn't on right.
I don't know.
Towards the end.
There you go. It's my Frisbee now. You're not getting that back. Downtown or Woodfire Grill is the localminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Great food over there. Try their great pizzas. 253 West 7th Street in St. Paul. It is Downtown or Woodfire Grill, the localminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Okay. I've teased it enough. Karen Housley, here we go. This from the City Pages, actually, and I want to give credit to Phoenix Woman MN. That's on Twitter. Phoenix Woman MN is the one that first came up with this. Senator John McCain died of brain cancer on Saturday. Was many things in life. Many of them were worthy of criticism. His conservative politics, for example, were outwardly civil, but he still fell short of moderate. One thing that almost universally fell beyond reproach in the years he spent as a tortured prisoner of war in Vietnam, unless you're Republican State Senator Karen Housley, in which case it's fair game for a bit of light humor. From 2004 to 2009, Housley, who is currently gunning to be the U.S. Senator from Minnesota, for the seat that currently held by Tina Smith, she wrote a weekly column for the Twin Cities suburb-based Sun newspaper called On Riverside Drive. Now, they called it a humorous column. I'm sorry. This is not humor. This is, like I said, this is what McCain what's significant on a political spectrum about McCain's death is that it truly is the end of the Republican era. And we're now fully embraced on an error that started ramping up in 2000 and has gotten to a point now where it has completely eclipsed the rest of the Republican Party. And Karen Housley in 2008 was this new Republican Party, one that's built on hatred and anger and vitriol and meanness. I mean, this is – and she claims to be a Christian? Sweet Lord, I can tell you as a Catholic, this – what I'm about to read to you ain't Christian in any way, shape, or form. It is not. But I guarantee you, I am just a good Christian woman is what you're going to hear her say. This is what she's going to – this is going to be her defense. Here we go. In 2008, she treated readers to a fun political party game she had invented, wherein the guests passed themselves off as the high-profile candidates of the day, your Barack Obamas and Sarah Palins. Her advice on lampooning John McCain goes like this. For Senator McCain, you need to do the obvious first, and that's break your arms and shoulders. And if you can't do that, put some cotton in your cheeks. If you're Senator McCain and you have already broken your shoulders and arms for the role, your gestures will come naturally. To be sure to force a smile and say, "my friends," at least twice while stating your position. This is how you do it in enemy territory. Just a reminder, John McCain's injuries came at the hands of the North Vietnamese who were torturing him in a POW camp. What the hell? Who? What are you doing? What are you doing? But, I mean, is it any surprise? Donald Trump mocks a disabled man. That wasn't groundbreaking for the party when he did it. It was just a manifestation of where this party was going by the time it had gotten there. And down deep inside, when I just read that, the Republicans who are listening to the station started giggling, started laughing. That's pretty funny, because this is who they are. Karen Housley is Trump. She is far-right extremism personified. For Senator McCain, you need to do the obvious first, and that's break your arms and shoulders. And if you can't do that, put some cotton in your cheeks. If you're Senator McCain, you've already broken your shoulders and arms for the role. Your gestures will come naturally, but be sure to force a smile and say, "my friends," at least twice while stating your position. This is how you do it in enemy territory. Housley didn't respond to the interview request, so it's impossible to say what exactly she thought was funny about McCain's injuries, which he says were sustained when one of his captors demolished his shoulder with the butt of a rifle and beat him unconscious for information. Wow. This isn't the first time Karen's humor was got the better of her. In 2000 book, Chicks Laying Nest Eggs, How 10 Skirts Beat the Pants Off Wall Street, and How You Can Too, she gave cheeky investment advice to women, which roughly amounted to letting your husband believe you know more, or they know more than you do, and giving him props for looking at you when you're speaking. Stay perkier than your neighbor, she cautioned. In 2009 Valley Life column, she roasted a male coworker who asked her if she got her pants at a discount. "I think it must be gay because, first of all, what kind of guy shops at Ann Taylor? And secondly, if they do, who remembers price tags?" She wrote these things years ago, but since then, Housley still hasn't made a habit of considering the impact of her words. Most recently, after the news broke about the murder of an Iowa college student, Molly Tibbetts, her first comments were condolences to her suffering family. The next three were, "this was a preventable tragedy that happened because liberal Democrats and open border advocates are more concerned about protecting criminal aliens than helping protecting an innocent lives." By the way, once again, Karen Housley and the rest of these guys haven't talked anything about the guy that killed the three people in Colorado. Nothing about that. But yet they keep talking about this because it gives them a narrative to basically bash on immigrants. Molly Tibbetts' father, I believe it was, I think it was her father, could have been an uncle, I'm pretty sure it was a father though, actually went out and condemned this kind of talk and rhetoric and said, by God, the immigrant working community in Iowa, which basically helps feed America because they're out doing the jobs that white Americans just don't want to do out in those fields for the rate they get paid, they are not the enemy. That this was an individual that was sick and demented to the core that killed his daughter, that you should not use this murder and this one individual to basically paint with a wide brush on the entire immigrant community. And I thought that's actually – it's very good for him to state. But at the same time, it doesn't stop these people because they want to embrace the racism. They want to – this is who they are. This is who they are. They are far more upset about the counter-protesters than they are about the white supremacists and the Nazis. Think about that for a second. Just step back for a second. they're far more bothered by the counter-protesters than they are about the Nazis. They mock people who are disabled, who are served our country. The Republican Party is permanently broken. Whether it goes the way of the Whigs or they eventually just come back, the way they control the media in this country, I don't know how far out of power they would all ever fall. But you know what you need to do? I can tell you what you'll need to do. You need to win in 2018 if you're the Democrats, and then you basically need to open investigations into everything. And when they scream sour grapes or they're just punishing us or whatever, you just damn the torpedoes and you march ahead and you expose the entirety of this ludicrous nature. You expose the racism. You expose the bigotry. You expose the treason. You expose all of it, the crimes. It is unbelievable. If you want to know the difference between the day and age of Reagan in politics and the day and age of Trump in politics, back in the day of Reagan, if Karen Housley had said this stuff, her political career would have been over. She would have never been able to get on a ticket. She would have never been able to run for a county seat. Today, they're talking about upgrading her from a state Senate seat to a U.S. Senate seat. That's the difference. And that's the world that we inhabit now. Because it's not going to go back as long as the crazies are driving the train. And that is your Republican Party. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Oh, by the way, Trump is against workers again. I'll talk about that when I do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950. This is never settled.
Minnesota has a lot going on this summer, and I don't want to miss a moment of it. However, my carpets remind me of the good times later. That's why I call Zero Res. I'm not willing to waste a beautiful summer weekend washing rugs, so don't worry, because the carpet cleaning heroes at Zero Res can help. So schedule your cleaning today by calling 952-ZERO-RES, or you can book online at ZeroResMinnesota.com. Don't forget to ask for the special AM 950 listener pricing. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward. It spells the same.
Atheists Talk is the radio show for free-thinking Minnesotans. Listen on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Every Sunday, we bring you science, philosophy, politics, and plain old fun from an atheist's point of view. Visit our website at MinnesotaAtheists.org for more details. Tune in to Atheists Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's good radio without the good book.
Hi, this is Charlie. My dad is Minnesota's wildly popular and handsome radio host, Matt McNeil. Did I say that right, Dad?
Perfect!
When I got my driver's license, my parents let me drive a Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota. I love it. It's easy, comfortable, and hauls all my baseball gear. And my parents love the safety. That's why they wanted me in the Sienna.
Thanks to Rudy Luther Toyota, my son is safe as he begins his driving adventure. We're a two Sienna family thanks to Rudy Luther Toyota. Visit them today in Golden Valley at 169 and 394.
Stages Theater Company is dedicated to creating a space where diverse opinions, courageous dialogue, and community engagement is not only valued, but vital to our shared artistic and educational success. Stages Theater Company creates a welcoming home for all. For over 30 years, Stages has supported quality theater programming for children. Stages gives opportunities for youth to be on stage, backstage, in the audience, and in the classroom. Whether you come to see a show, enroll a young person in a workshop, or benefit from their outreach programs in the community, Stages brings art to life. Learn about Stages Theater by going to stagestheater.org and become part of the magic of live theater by taking your family to an amazing show or enrolling someone you love in an education program. Stages Theater Company operates out of the Hopkins Center for the Arts, located in Main Street in the heart of downtown Hopkins. For more information on Stages Theater, go to stagestheater.org. That's stagestheater.org.
A big problem here, too, by the way, and it should also be in conjunction with all this, the crazies coming in and taking over the Republican Party. The media in this country allowed insanity to be used as a viable counterpoint in a discussion. Climate change is happening. Well, let's bring the guy in here wearing tinfoil on his hat to bring the counterpoint to that. That's effective counterpoint. They started treating uneducated, biased, paid for, ignorant points of view as viable counterpoints. And there was a time where if I wanted to counterpoint something, I had to actually prove my point before they would let you on the air or let you in the column into a newspaper. They would say, prove your point. Okay, let's see your stats. Let's see your citations. Good enough. Let's print it. Today, it's onions and orchids, basically. I don't like that guy. He's horrible. Well, that's a viable counterpoint. No, it's not. So there's a few things in conjunction. You, Hunter, you brought up a point about the Minnesota Republican Party.
Yeah, I mean, they don't really have any high-profile figures here in Minnesota anymore.
If you think about it, I mean, you know, Pawlenty, you know, it's Pawlenty and maybe Norm Coleman, and they all either they're still like Pawlenty, desperate to try to, hey, please vote for me. But the rest of them, I mean, Jim Ramstead ran out of office and basically said, the heck with this, I can see where this is going. And, you know, the rest of the Republican Party, it's their leadership, they took off. I mean, it's now Kurt Dowd and what Alec is telling him and what, you know the Republican donors are telling these guys. And they don't want actual leaders. They want lemmings. And they've got a party of lemmings. The Republican Party of Minnesota is the party of lemmings. They're basically told what to do, and they do it. And they'll run right off the cliff, and they'll take everyone in Minnesota with them. That's who they are. Did want to mention this. Hey, you remember when Trump gave that massive tax break to his wealthiest buddies and most of us haven't seen any tax break whatsoever? Oh, yeah, I do. You know how all that raised the deficit? It's going to raise it by trillions of dollars. Do you remember when Republicans used to say, my main problem with Barack Obama was the deficit? I remember that. They don't say anything about it now. Okay, I'm using that as a precursor because, funny story, Donald Trump has told Congress he's canceling the pay raise that most civilian federal employees were due to receive in January, citing budgetary constraints. Trump informed House and Senate leaders in a letter on Thursday. Trump said locality pay increases would cost $25 billion on top of a 2.1% across-the-board increase for most civilian government employees. He cites the cost and says, we must maintain efforts to put our nation in fiscal sustainable course. Now, mind you, the Trump tax bill that he passed is going to give trillions and trillions of dollars to the wealthiest Americans. But a $25 billion to give a pay increase to every federal employee? Well, that's a little too rich. Wait a minute here. We need to tighten the belt. Don't worry, Donald. I've seen pictures of you lately. I don't think you need to tighten that belt anymore. You might want to let it out a little. That throat pouch is fully robust for fall. I mean, it is robust throat pouch on the president. This is where they are. But hey, they're for the working class. Outside of those people, they're for equality. Except for those people, they're for civility. Outside of those people, they're for Christian values. Outside of those people, it's the Republican Party. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.